Now, last word in business today. What have you done for me lately? Cleveland sports teams are not known for their success. I'm going to be in a lot of trouble with my friends from Cleveland for pointing that out, but it's true. Now, voters in Cleveland have just renewed a tax on alcohol and cigarettes, a so-called sin tax, to fund upgrades to the city's sports venues. But one official, who is also running for governor, is proposing that the amount of cash each team gets should be based on how much they actually win. Nick Castell from member station WCPN reports.
The last major Cleveland team to win a world championship were the Browns in 1964. Since then, Cleveland has had some close calls, but no big victories. Now, Cuyahoga County Executive Ed Fitzgerald says taxpayers should use the recently passed sin tax as a bargaining chip. He says one-fifth of the revenues raised, or less than $3 million a year, should be handed out based on how well the teams play.
If competition is good on the field, maybe competition between these teams for these public dollars makes sense.
In a play on sin tax, he's calling it a win tax. Those who watch public deals with sports teams haven't heard of anyone trying this before.
My first thought was, well, that's kind of wacky.
Neil DeMoss is a writer and frequent watchdog of pro sports deals, though he doesn't expect the idea to go anywhere. He says it might at least encourage teams to acknowledge their public support.
I'm not sure that's necessarily the best way of getting at it, but it's an interesting conversation to start having, at least.
But Mark Rosentraub at the University of Michigan, who helped renegotiate some of Cleveland's deals, says fans already reward and punish teams based on performance.
When teams don't perform as well, attendance declines, team profits decline. And so the market is already doing, I think, what is being suggested.
Other Cleveland officials are questioning whether the plan is doable, and Republicans call Democrat Ed Fitzgerald's gambit a media stunt. There's also no plan yet for how to measure success. Playoff appearances? Winning percentage? How do you grade an NBA team against an NFL or Major League Baseball team? Fitzgerald says he'd leave those questions to the experts, an appointed panel of diehard sports fans. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.